Welcome. We are so excited that you have decided to join us to do 28 Days of Love. We've designed this as part of our mission in 2016 to get women claiming self-love as their power.
Now, self-love goes way deeper than bubble baths and chocolate truffles. This is about taking responsibility for your own well-being and happiness. Why? Because when you become the source of love in your life, it changes everything. Self-love is your power. If you're looking for a loving partner in life, then self-love is the magic that will attract that person in. If you have ambitions for this year, things that you want to make happen, goals that you want to achieve, then self-love is the fuel that will make it happen, while remaining grounded, fulfilled, and in flow.
If you're in a relationship, self-love is the glue that will keep you together and keep the love flowing. And if you're a mama wanting to create a happy home for you and your family, then self-love is your secret weapon. So it's time for all of us to reclaim that power and start really listening to what our hearts are telling us. It's time for us to get really into self-loving.
But the challenge is, while we know that self-love is important, most of us don't know how to do it. And this is what the course is all about. It will show you how to start exercising that self-love muscle so that it becomes a natural part of your day-to-day. So first, let's get you coming up with a lovely long list of things that you'd like to treat yourself to over the next 28 days. So grab yourself a pen and paper and let's go.
First, have a think about experiences that make you feel happy. Listening to music, dancing, running, cooking, writing, exploring new places, reading, being out in nature. How about things that when you do them, they give you a sense of peace and calm, like meditation, yoga, drawing, reading?
What places do you love to be in? What places do you love to spend time in and love to visit? Do you have a favourite cafe? A favourite place that you love to go to? Do you enjoy visiting new places? And what kind of places? And what are the places where you feel most inspired? What are the places where you feel most at peace? And what are the places where you feel most yourself?
Now have a think about ways that you like to pamper yourself. Doing your nails, a hot bath, a long lie in. And allow yourself to come up with a few things that you might not do every day, but that you could treat yourself to once in the month, like a massage.
What about little treats or gifts for yourself? Have a think about little simple gifts or treats that you would love to receive from someone else. So a bunch of flowers, a piece of jewellery, a book you've had your eye on. Just think of one or two things for this, as we want you to find ways to practice self-love that don't require you spending money.
And finally, have a think about a few little dates you'd love to take yourself out on. This is what is known as master dating, where you take yourself out to do things you'd normally only ever do with a loved one. If you've never done it before and it makes you a little bit nervous, then go for something small, like taking yourself out for a hot chocolate and a slice of cake, or take yourself off to an art gallery. But it gets really fun when you start to do things you would never have considered doing on your own, like taking yourself on a date to the cinema, or even taking yourself off for a day trip to the coast. Try and get at least one of these solo dates into the next 28 days.
Right, once you've got a good list of things that you'd like to treat yourself to over the next 28 days, then choose the top 28, the ones that get you the most excited. Choose things that you don't often do for yourself, things that really do feel like a treat. And now the next thing is to decide how you want to choose your daily act of love each day. So you could schedule in all the acts of love into your diary so that each day your diary tells you what you're going to do for yourself that day. And you could maybe pop a reminder alert in your phone to do that. Or you could choose spontaneously from the list, depending on what you feel like doing that day. Or, as I'm doing with mine, is you could write your acts of love down on pieces of paper and put them in a jar, and each day pull an act of love out of your Lucky Dip love jar.
Now, we would love to see and hear what you get up to. We'll be sharing what we do each day on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and so we'd love to hear from you too. So come and find us online, and whenever you share a picture or a post about what daily act of love you're treating yourself to, tag it with hashtag 28 Days of Love 2016. Right, Let's get loving.